Good evening. Today on this Palm Sunday, Christians around the world have come together to remember and to celebrate that triumphal procession of Jesus into the holy city of Jerusalem. Back when I was in seminary, I served at a parish in Washington, D.C. And every year on Palm Sunday, the congregation would meet a few blocks away in the very center of the city at Washington Circle Park. And as we made our way to the church, holding our palm branches and singing, we always seemed to draw a lot of attention. Now, some people were not very pleased with us because we ended up blocking traffic at intersections, but most people would stop for a few minutes, and some would even follow us for a little while just to see what all the fuss was about. As we know, parades tend to draw a crowd. And it was no different on that first Palm Sunday when Jesus processed down from the Mount of Olives into Jerusalem. And as he did, people began to lay their garments in his path and wave palm branches in the air. Now, this impromptu welcome parade may seem a bit odd to us today, but according to biblical scholars, these were not just random actions, but they carried royal implications. The gathered crowd would most likely have remembered the famous Judas Maccabeus, who 200 years earlier had returned to Jerusalem after conquering the armies that had oppressed Israel for years. And he too was welcomed into Jerusalem by a crowd waving palm branches in the air and singing his praises. And in today's text, to add to Jesus's royal welcome, the crowd begins to shout, "Hosanna," an Aramaic term that means "save us." "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." So when the crowd sees Jesus riding into Jerusalem, they must have been convinced that this was it. This was the moment. Surely Jesus was the one they had been waiting for, the one who would finally establish earthly authority and power, the one who would finally save them and the entire nation of Israel from their oppressors. So they collectively shout, "Hosanna, save us. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." But as we've just heard in the Passion reading for tonight, Jesus didn't parade into Jerusalem that day to raise up an army and fight the Romans. Instead, Jesus humbly entered into the holy city to die. Now, if you've grown up here in Texas like me, then chances are you've heard that old phrase, "bless your heart." And as you know, the phrase is really not a compliment. In fact, it typically precedes some sort of derogatory statement like, "bless her heart, she's as ugly as a mud fence." Or, "bless his little heart, he has a face only a mother could love." Now, most of us are so familiar with the Palm Sunday story that it's easy for us to look at that crowd and think to ourselves, "bless their hearts. They just don't seem to get it." Yet I'm willing to bet that most of us have a lot more in common with that crowd than we would like to admit. After all, we too can become so blinded by our own preconceptions of who God is and what he should do, that if we're not careful, we may fail to see his plan altogether. Like that Palm Sunday crowd, we can get really excited about what Jesus can do for us, rather than about who he really is and what he has to offer. Like that crowd, we may get excited about Jesus because we think he's finally going to give us exactly what we want. A new job, that perfect relationship, success, wealth, popularity, or whatever it is that we are convinced will make us happy and content people. A while back, I came across this story about a student who was applying for a Rhodes Scholarship. And the student began to bargain with God, like many of us have done before. He said, "God, if you give me this scholarship, I'll tell everyone that I know that I got it because of you." After all, he said, what better way to make you, God, look good than to make me a Rhodes Scholar? On that first Palm Sunday, the crowd may have been cheering for Jesus, but like that student, they all had a very specific agenda for him. "Jesus, come and take care of me. Come on in and rearrange the circumstances of my life the way I want them to be. Lord, do for me what I want, and in return, I will make you the king of my life, and I will sing you praises." But as we are reminded on this Palm Sunday, God doesn't conform to our expectations. Jesus didn't come into this world to become the sort of Savior we want Him to be. He didn't come to make our lives easier or more comfortable. He didn't come to give us 7 steps on how to live a better life. Instead, He came to give us eternal life. He came to reconcile us to God and us to one another. He came to show us just how much He loves us by willingly dying for us on the cross. Today marks the beginning of Holy Week, a time that is set apart for us to reflect upon who Jesus really is and what He has to offer. A time for us to follow Him to the upper room on Maundy Thursday, to the cross on Good Friday, and finally to that empty tomb on Easter Sunday. And I would encourage you not to miss out on this holiest of weeks by going from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday. Instead, may we continue to follow Jesus in the parade this Holy Week, so that when Easter does arrive, we may be reminded of what kind of Savior He truly is. Because with God's grace, with God's Holy Spirit, this procession, this parade, can change us forever. May this change begin today as we proclaim, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Amen.